بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فعن عبد الله بن عمرو رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال تفترق أمتي على 73 ملة كلهم في النار إلا ملة واحدة أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم رواه الترمذي. سيدنا عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله عنه narrates that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that my ummah will divide, will split up into 73 groups, 73 sects. And every one of them will be in the fire except one group. In this hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is given as a prophecy. In the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was only one group of Muslims. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave a prophecy that time passes, as you get closer, further away from the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, closer to the Day of Judgment, different groups will split away. And as a result, a time will come when there will not be one group, there will not be two groups, there will be 73 groups. One will be the group that is still on the way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and there will be 72 other groups. Now, this hadith continues, in which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then mentions the signs of the group who is on haqq, but we will do that tomorrow. Because this first part of the hadith also gives us some very important lessons. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is here telling us that in terms of aqaid, in terms of ideology, there will be many different groups. Now, of course, we are quite distant from the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So logic tells us that many, if not all of these groups will already have appeared. Now, every group, of course, will proclaim that they are on the haqq, they are on the truth. No group is going to go around saying that we're one of the deviant groups. That means you and I have to be very careful who and where we take our deen from. If there are 73 groups, and out of 73 there is only one that is on haqq, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that. That means if you take your deen eyes closed, what do I mean eyes closed? You are taking deen from someone who you don't even know who it is. Online you are listening to someone's bayan who don't know who it is. You are reading someone's piece, someone's website, you don't know who it is. Or there's a name there but you're not familiar with it. What is his aqaid? Which group does he belong to? Then there is a 1 in 73 chance that you are reaching the truth, and 72 out of 73 chance that you are reaching batil and falsehood. This is in light of the hadith. When the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying this, how precautious should we be? That before we read anything, before we listen to anything, before we watch a clip or video of anyone's bayan, find out who is he, what is his aqaid. And if you're unsure, then ask someone who you know. Someone who you know that this person's aqaid, this person's amal, some alim you know, someone who is knowledgeable, that he is fine. So then ask him that, should I listen to this person's bayan? And if that person says that no, you shouldn't, then no matter how attractive that person's bayan is, and no matter how good a speaker that person is, in fact, I will also add this, no matter how effective that person's bayan seems to be, and no matter how practicing that person seems to be, you shouldn't listen to him. Now, this topic requires a lot of time, but just so you understand the one regarding one specific sect, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fought with the Sahaba about one specific sect out of these. I'm not going to go into details. But when he was describing this sect, he said to the Sahaba radiallahu anhu that when this sect will appear, then their salah will be better than yours, their Quran will look better than yours. Well, in some ibadah, they will be further ahead than you. What does that mean? That it's not so straightforward as these are the people who seem religious, so they're fine. And these are the people who don't. No, no. It's a matter of aqidah, ideology. And for this, to understand this, a person needs expertise. What I'm saying is that in our time, we need to be very precautious. And I will also add this point, that because in our time, people think, the word narrow-mindedness, people use this term and people label people on haqq who are with it, and they see it as something bad. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very narrow-minded. 73 groups, and he said 72 are heading towards Jahannam. So yes, in worldly matters, our deen says that be very broad-minded. A person is black, a person is white, a person is another color, accept all of them. A person is uneducated, a person is educated, all of them. In deen matters, our deen teaches us that be very narrow-minded. Understand what is the truth and hold fast to it and ignore everything else. Inshallah, we will continue this hadith, the second part of the hadith. But let us take on board what is being said today. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant firstly myself, and thereafter all of us the topic to practice upon.